Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 26, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported that a large crowd had gathered to witness a mysterious stone-throwing incident in Goodland, St. Michael. Reports had surfaced that a certain house had been the target of the mysterious stone throwing for 4 to 5 days. As reports of the paranormal activities spread throughout the island, the Advocate reported that scores of people from several parishes in Barbados converged on the St. Michael district. Cyclists with registration numbers for the parishes of St. George and St. Lucy were among the curious group hoping to witness this mysterious occurrence. The Advocate later reported that from 11 a.m., crowds of people surrounded the home, including a large number of little boys from the nearby St. Leonard's Boys' School, waiting for the stone throwing to commence. Disappointingly, not a single stone was hurled at the house on that occasion, and the crowd gradually melted away after 1 p.m. All was not lost, for the lone fruit vendor who had joined the crowd indicated that he had made numerous sales of golden apples and bananas with the curious onlookers. The reports of alleged mysterious behavior at the house were said to have taken place at midday and 6 p.m. each day. The daughter of the owner of the house told the Advocate that on one occasion, these accusations had caused her father to invite members of the community to enter his home to investigate reports that a spirit was inside. When the rumors proved to be baseless, that crowd soon dispersed. She further disputed the rumors circulating about her father's house and confirmed, quote, no pots, tables, glasses, or lamps were jumping around or never did, end quote. She also said that it was not true that an axe ran a man up a tree. She claimed, however, that it was the people who gathered around her father's house in the night hours who were responsible for the stone throwing. Furthermore, she asserted that the assistance of the police would be welcomed by the family as, quote, our gardens and flowers have been destroyed by idlers trampling through it, end quote. Further to that, it was revealed that the homeowner had made a report to the police earlier in the week that there was a gathering in front of his home, and he believed that the perpetrators of the rock throwing were among that group. Subsequent to this, he made another report stating that his house had been struck by an unknown object. So although no reports of stone throwing could be confirmed, Barbadians still believed that mysterious stone throwing had occurred at other places before and since this day, October 26, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.